Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Foreigners have been buying South African government bonds at a rate not seen in more than 2 years. That's according to data compiled by Bloomberg, which show that on Thursday of last week, foreigners bought a net 4.6 billion rands worth of bonds, the most in a day since 2022. It capped off an eight-day buying streak, the longest in 7 years. Why? Well, the yield on South African bonds is high, currently just under 10%. That is attractive to foreigners, with the US expected to start cutting interest rates there shortly, probably in September. But it's also a vote of confidence in the new government of national unity. Essentially, investors are wagering that the presence of opposition parties in the GNU will help the new administration tackle state ineptitude, power shortages, and logistics snarl-ups that have hobbled economic growth. Worth noting, too, that the rand is the best-performing emerging market currency since the election. The rand this morning trading where we left it on Friday evening, 17.98 to the dollar, 19.59 to the euro, 23.33 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged, despite the Trump assassination attempt, 109 to the euro. The new cabinet has received its first briefing from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana. It took place on Saturday at a behind-closed-doors Lekgotla in Pretoria, with Godongwana outlining the nation's fiscal parameters. That's the framework against which the cabinet will have to work as it looks to tackle the country's multiple crises. We're likely to get a clear indication of the direction when President Ramaphosa opens Parliament on Thursday. And that, by the way, is the same day Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyaho will announce the latest decision on interest rates. Going into the weekend, the JSE had both the all-share and top 40 up around 0.75%, within sniffing distance of records. London's FTSE up just over 0.33%. New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq were all up just over 0.5%, a record closing high for the Dow. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a public holiday. Hong Kong down 1.5%, Sydney up 0.6%. Gold at 2,412, platinum 995, Bitcoin 62,758, Brent crude oil just over $85 a barrel. And finally, going back to that Trump assassination attempt, betting markets think the former president's chances of regaining the White House have just surged. The predicted market now shows Trump going to 66%, with any one of Joe Biden and or a number of other Democrats at just 30%.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.